If you let somebody say to you, well, I'm not in the room, not in the backyard, not in the room, not a lot of places around here where I'm not. Yeah, well, I'm not any place in the room. What are you talking about? I'm not any place around here. That's a silly question. You've got your nerve putting them on Route 1. Because this person would have shown up as an obsessive communication lag or something of the sort early in processing with two-way communication. He shouldn't be on Route 1. But let's say by some slip of something or other, you got him on Route 1 and you ask him this question, now let go and find some places where you're not. And he says, I'm everywhere, I'm not everywhere, I'm, and a yap, yap, I'm not over there, 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 not over there. You can just count on the fact that you're dealing with a lot of junk. Let's slow this guy down, the way to run this process. Let's slow this guy down to a point where there'll be one place in this or some other universe where he's not. Just get one. Where he's absolutely certain he is not. You see that? We want a place where he's absolutely certain where he's not. So this fellow who's giving you yap, 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 he isn't certain he's in none of those places. Chances are he's buttered all over the universe. By the way, the last person who did this to me on a little bit of a test on the thing said they were exteriorized. They were run, by the way, right down to R1-7. And it was R1-7 the auditor caught him. And the auditor came around to me afterwards and says, you know, I don't believe this person's really exteriorized. Why not? Well, I don't know. It's just queer, but I've run these processes, and this person says he can do these processes, she can do these processes all right. But you know, for some reason, I don't think this person's doing these processes. Well, I said, have you run any HC? Well, no, this person didn't have any appreciable communication lag. So I got a hold of this pretty clear that this auditor had run up to R1-7. And this person would tell you, great glibness, they were insulted at the idea of being told that they couldn't find some place. Well, they could do all this. Do all this sort of thing very easily. Kindergarten stuff. There's nothing to this. There's nothing to this. There wasn't anything to this at all. So you know what I did? I said to the person, I said, what's your name? You know what that person said? Said, why do you want to know? And I said, well, what's your name? Well, do you mean my maiden name, married name? What name do you mean? I said, well, what's your name? And the person said, you've got my name around here. You know who I am. I mean, we're not strangers or anything. So you got my name. And I said, what is your name? I was still asking this person's name one half an hour later. And I had yet to get this person to say, my name is Smith. The person's name was not Smith. How do you like that? In other words, this auditor had made a blunder up there with two-way communication in that he had never understood communication lag.